Welcome to the Michael Murray Podcast, keeping real estate simple. Let's get into it. Making something not negotiable in your life that's optional is what you need to do to be a high-performing sales agent. Example, I was sitting down with an agent the other day and I said to him, give me one thing in your life that you consider a not negotiable that a normal person would go, you're nuts. And it's interesting because it gets them thinking, right? Now, the reason I talk about this is prospecting. So prospecting is a optional activity often done by people with no listings. Now, a healthy belief for you is to believe that it is not negotiable. It is up there with oxygen. I talked to a high performer the other day who has recently become a principal running his own office. And he said to me, Mike, I only have 90 minutes a day to do my prospecting. Kind of interesting because this high performer is doing around about $4 million a year. And he's telling me he's only got 90 minutes a day. It's because he was doing 2 to 3 hours before and he knows it has an impact on his sales business. Now, in your business, if you're writing $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or $1 million, are you doing 90 minutes a day? And how important is it? So this is where tricking your mind sometimes is really critical. Our mind is really, really powerful. Right? We can tell it what we want to tell it. We can believe what we want to believe. How many beliefs have you had in your life that you found out weren't real and you believed it with conviction? What a lot of people do when they put in not negotiables, they create a calendar blockout. What happens in a calendar blockout is subconsciously we know that it's optional. So we go over the top of it. Some people call it an ideal week. I call it an idealistic week. It's really difficult to not go over the top of your blockouts. In our week, we're kind of forced into a routine because of the service we provide our clients. So example, like you might do open homes on Wednesday. You might do open homes on Saturday. So we're kind of like that happens. So what we do is we fill our week around that. So what I found is we live in this super busy world now, right? I've already said I'm not a fan of the calendar blockout unless, of course, it works for you, then do it. What I've been talking about a lot lately is find an hour. I do this myself. I have a task list that I call operational to-dos. I have another task list called growth to-dos. I then consciously or deliberately look at both those lists. I then go, I've got an hour. What is the best use of that hour? So what I say to a lot of agents is I'll say, and not even agents, because I coach operational people as well. Take the approach of find the hour. So if I'm trying to create more prospecting time, how do I find the hour? Look in your calendar. All the stuff that's in there already that's scheduled, genuinely scheduled, you can see gaps. Look at your month and look for gaps. If you find an hour a day for prospecting, if you find an hour a day to do the growth task, if you find an hour or more than, you'll find more than an hour to do your operational task because that's where you spend most of your time. And remember, when you try and change things, whether you're changing your mindset or changing your structure, it takes 66 days to form a habit. We have no problem forming bad habits. We do it without thinking. But to consciously form good or productive habits, you need to go out of your way and you need to stick to it. And the 66-day thing, whilst it's a generic metric, it actually does work and they have proven it. Thanks for listening to the Michael Murray podcast. If you like what you've heard, then check out mmhighperformancecoach.com.au or Michael Murray High Performance Coach on social media. You can find all the links in the show notes.